We're doing Teriyag Mitzvot. We're up to the Mitzvah 240. And that is the Mitzvah to deal with the damages of Hev'er. When a person's animal eats someone else's crops, when a person's animal consumes something that belongs to someone else, so then one must pay and the courts must judge in that case. The Torah says that there's a Mitzvah for the courts to deal when one person's animal consumes someone else's property. The next mitzvah is for the courts to deal with damages of fire, which is not only fire, but it's a reference to damages of power, meaning fire is a type of energy. So sometimes you have other types of energy that do damage. So that's the damages that's called the damages of fire, where the courts are obligated to deal with those damages and to obligate a person to pay when his fire, the fire he made, etc., causes damage. The next mitzvah is to deal with the damages of a guard, meaning if someone asks his neighbor or someone else to guard his object, he says, can you keep an eye on this for me? And he's not paying the guy for the service. It's just a friendly act. So there are certain responsibilities. You can't just leave it for people to walk off with. Someone says, hey, can you keep an eye on this laptop? You say, fine, I'll be back in 5 minutes. And then you decide to ignore it and you walk out to take a drink. You come back, the laptop's gone. Do you have to pay? Yeah, of course you have to pay. That's called being negligent. Even though he wasn't paying you for the services, once you took responsibility, so then there are certain obligations. So the Torah obligates the courts to deal with what's called a shomer chinam, someone who is watching an object for free. Well, he has certain responsibilities, and the courts have to deal with instances where he was negligent when there was harm. The next mitzvah is to deal with what happens when someone is a guard for pay, and then the object gets lost. You bring your car in for paid parking, and then someone steals the car. So then you say, wait a second, I paid you. Had someone walk off with my car. So there we have a mitzvah. The courts have to deal with that instance, a case where someone was paid to watch something and something happened, the object was damaged. The next mitzvah is to deal with the cases of when a person borrowed an object and something happened to the object. The next mitzvah is for the courts to deal with cases of purchase and sale. Very often there's room for arguments there. And again, the courts have a mitzvah to deal with that. The next mitzvah is whenever there are claims, person says, you were negligent and so my ox got damaged, etc. Again, the courts have to deal. The next mitzvah is a special mitzvah to save a person who is in danger of being killed. Meaning, you see someone chasing after someone else with a knife, so you could shoot the guy. If you know what's going on, technically you know who's being chased, and it's not a situation where, you know, a second earlier he was chasing him with the knife and he's chasing him with the knife before he can pull his gun because he came to kill him. You know, you got to understand the scene. But there's a special mitzvah to save a person who is in danger of being murdered. That's called the nirdaf, a person who is being chased. He's being in danger of being murdered. There's a special mitzvah to save him, even if it means killing the murderer or the potential murderer.
And minimum, you got to call 911 or something, right?
You have to try and save him. Now, halachically, this deserves a broader discussion. Unfortunately, these things happen here in Israel, where sometimes in Akko, people walk by and they see a group of Arabs beating up a Jew. Do I have to get involved? What will happen to me if I get involved? So obviously, I have to call the police. But the question is, do I also have to pick up a stick? Do I also have to throw rocks at them? How far do I have to go? I got this shaila from someone who was there. Was, you know, he came to me afterwards. But I'm saying these things unfortunately happen. Then the final mitzvah, and this brings us to the conclusion of the 248 proactive mitzvot, the mitzvot asay, is the mitzvah for the courts to judge with regards to inheritance. We have situations where a person passes away and he leaves behind property, so there are special laws of how we allocate the property, and the courts have a mitzvah to deal with that. The mitzvot we saw today was for the courts to deal with damages of an animal's consuming, eating, damages of a fire, damages when a person took responsibility for free, shomer chinam, when a person took responsibility for pay, shomer sechal, a person borrowed an object, purchase or sale, or any other claims between the people, a person who is being chased and his life is in danger, and to deal with the laws of inheritance. And that's the conclusion of the 248 proactive mitzvot.